Hi there, it's Leah Jones, back with a bonus clip from my interview with Kedra Chaney about K-pop Dollstagram. So during our interview, I shared my screen and we looked at Instagram and oohed and aahed over dolls for 10 minutes. And I cut almost all of it from the full episode because every podcast in the world includes somebody saying, oh, well, this is an audio medium and so you can't see it. But I'm going to give it to you anyway, because I think it really captures how fun K-pop Dollstagram really is. And so listen to it while you scroll through the hashtag, or listen to it if you just need a pick me up. Like I said in my conversation with Kedra, when I look at K-pop Dollstagram, I get the same emotions as I get when I look at pictures of puppies and kittens. And so I'm just going to share this audio clip with you of me and Kedra screen sharing, looking at Instagram, because she also explains some intricacies of the hashtags in the fandom that got cut from the main episode, but that might also help you as you explore the hashtag to better understand everything you're looking at. So, you know, enjoy this special clip and imagine what the video must look like that I deleted weeks ago of me and Kedra sharing a screen, looking at Instagram together. Enjoy.
The quaintness of Dollstagram is something that I don't know people get to see a lot of. And I just wanted to take a moment to celebrate it because
it's so precious. I'm sharing my screen. Look at these little, it's two dolls that are in little crocheted coveralls, one with a French flag and one with a British flag, and little headbands. And it's just precious.
Yes. The knitting, there's so much knitting and crocheting, and that's the other thing that you'll see a lot of.
Cuties with these little tiny backpacks for back to school.
Yes. What I love. And people really go out of their way to take like really aesthetic pictures.
They really do.
They plan this shit. I do too. Like, I'll show you some stuff that I would not put on my local.
Okay, yeah.
Like videos and stuff that I've done. So, the side to side. You see?
If you scroll up a little bit. Yeah.
One? Yeah. Like outfits that look like performance outfits, and like that. I would love to see more of that. I think that's something that shiny Dollstagram needs to do more of, is like the iconic outfit making.
Let's see. Yes. They're so, here's a sweet little, it looks like I guess it's just because of the time of year.
Yeah.
These have like a very going back to school vibe to me.
It does. Oh, I love it.
And then they're strong enough to, because they're plushies, but it looks like with shoes on, they stand independently. Yep.
Yes. That's the best part about getting shoes, is that you can use them. You can pose them in their shoes and they stand up by themselves. Oh, adorable.
Oh, I'll probably edit a little bit of this out, but they're so cute. Here's one where they're showing like their meal. So there's Pocky and Pringles and an iced coffee.
Yep.
And then a little doll.
Yep.
And then is this, do you happen to know, do you think this is the person who has the account, or is this the...
No.
This is Baekhyun?
Yeah, he's from EXO.
Okay. They're just...
This is so great.
They're so precious. So here's one where we've got one doll that's wearing a costume of being a dinosaur talking to a dinosaur.
Yep.
Oh, they're so cute. Yes.
It's just adorable.
It's like, just adorable. And then am I missing, is Danity something? Is that?
That's the fandom name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So Petite Daniel. So
Daniel Kang. Yeah. Is
okay.
Is the artist name and the fandom name is
Danity.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So these are somewhere they've recreated an outfit and then they're doing like almost a green screen photograph to compare them.
Yes. I've got a couple of these too. I'll send them your way.
Yeah.
I see one by tomatoes.
One by some tomatoes that they're getting. Yeah. And Korean chilies. Okay. Yeah. This is so fun.
Yeah.
Especially now that you've helped me. Now, this is also, though, this is not the first bathtub picture I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of bath pictures.
Yeah. But they don't look, I guess you just dry them out. You just squeeze them out and then they.
You can either dry them. You can squeeze dry them. A lot of folks will actually just hang them up on a string on the, like hang dry them.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to put them in a dryer because they'll lose their shape.
Oh, that makes sense. And this is like a palette, looking at a palette, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or wait, let's see.
Oh, it's Ken.
Oh. For 10, 10, 10. They're so delightful. So I guess this is one where he's in his undies and he's just gone shopping. So he's got a new outfit to put on.
I love it. I wish I can't sew. And yeah. I wish I knew how to sew because I would probably make a bunch of these. My lack of crafting talent is really evident here because I see a lot of people doing
really cute things. Lot of crocheting and it looks like a lot of, honestly, a lot of these outfits look machine sewn. Mm-hmm. And they're so tiny.
Yeah.
I mean, just teeny tiny.
What's something that's really cute that happened? So with COVID, they shut down in Korea baseball games, and there was a hot second where they had to fill the stands.
Yeah,
they filled the stands with plushies.
Uh huh.
And my first thought was, were there any K-pop plushies in the audience? And then somebody tweeted me and said, yes, there were, and showed me this picture of like there were some EXO dolls in the audience watching baseball games.
That's awesome.
I was really proud.
It really is. It is just I will encourage anyone listening to go to their Instagram account and just put in the hashtag K-pop dollstagram. And then find something that speaks to you and click another hashtag and go down the hashtag rabbit hole because they just strike a chord of that, like kittens. It's the same emotion of like seeing a kitten or a puppy almost.
Yeah, it's like it really is just about a celebration of cuteness. And also, I think a celebration of people's own, because you saw there's lots of crocheting and there's pastries and there's gardens. I think it's showing kind of people's own interests through these dolls. And I really do think that, like, once you go down that rabbit hole, you'll see kind of people's own interests and their own personalities really come into play with how their K-pop Dollstagram account is run. Like, I have a friend who, she does little themed videos that have like plots and whatnot, and they're short and cute and just adorable. Like, you know, nothing like not Breaking Bad level plot wise, but just but just cute, like short animated things that are just, you know, there to make you smile. I love it a lot. It's probably one of the bright spots of the internet for me, and it's definitely one of the bright spots of K-pop fandom. And I'm always so excited when one of my friends who was into K-pop, they're like, I got a doll. I was like, I'll introduce you to, I was like, I'll DM you my doll accounts.
This is so fun, because I just, you know, when I looked at the hashtag when you first told me about it, I was like, I do not understand what I'm looking at.
Right.
So the added context makes it even more fun.
Thank you for listening to Finding Favorites with Leah Jones. Please make sure to subscribe and drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. Now, go out and enjoy your favorite things.